Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about the Lightning Network. The Lightning Network and its wallets and what type of wallets are out there that you can already start using. For the podcast listeners, make sure that you join our Telegram channel. It's for free. The important part is essentially in order to get screenshots, which I will share in the Telegram channel of these different wallets, you should be part of the Telegram channel. That way you can kind of follow along. But let's jump right into this topic. Essentially, it says here, development of Lightning mobile wallets promises faster Bitcoin payments. As you know, I'm always kind of an advocate of saying, look, in order for Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies in general, to succeed, what we will need is kind of a killer application, an application that we will be able to use in daily life. Now, in Bitcoin's case, we have currently a couple of problems. One of the problems is obviously scalability. The other problems is transaction cost and then the speed as well. Lightning Network promises to kind of solve all of these three problems at once and is currently still, if you will, in kind of a beta stage that is pretty public. So you can actually do transactions on the Lightning Network if you want to. But in order to kind of be ready once the Lightning Network is out, obviously all the wallets and the applications have to be out there as well. So this is essentially why we're looking at these different wallets. So we have three wallets today that we're looking at. And as I said, I will share the screenshots in the Telegram channel. So the first wallet is called Eclair. And Eclair is actually from France, means I think even lightning in French. And it has been developed by Paris-based Async and is kind of a lightning-ready Bitcoin wallet that is pretty open source. So you can already check it out. We will look at it in a second. So, well, essentially now, for the podcast listeners, we're currently looking at GitHub at Eclair's code here. And there are already a couple of screenshots that you can use. And there is some details on what type of channels are open, what types of nodes and local and all channels. Now, what is kind of, I want to say it's probably one of the bigger ones. It has around 3,000 downloads so far. And it says here, the Eclair wallet is a real Lightning node, not a remote control app for a node running on a server. Users can transfer money from a checking to a savings account by closing channels, generate Lightning invoices, and pay Lightning invoices through QR codes or Lightning invoices. Now, however, Eclair is an interesting project, but you can only send money out. You cannot receive money back with this wallet. So keep this in mind when you're kind of doing that. They have kind of deliberately done that. The idea was to kind of get up and running quite quickly. And obviously, if you only implement parts of the functionality of a wallet, you are much faster. So this is kind of the thinking behind it. Looks pretty cool. If you look at the contributors, you can see 21 contributors, you see 1,200 commits, and you see that different 597 people have started. And a star on GitHub essentially means that some people are following this project and might even contribute. And this is always kind of an important thing to look at if you want to kind of judge an open source project. They are fairly active on GitHub, as you can see here. For the podcast listeners, we're looking at the commit history of the last few weeks and months and kind of the code frequency that they have added to the project, which is looking fairly okay. Next up, we have something called Bitcoin Lightning Wallet. It's an SPV BIP37 based wallet developed by Anton Kumaigorotsky. And it is currently an Android application. And first of all, what does SPV mean? SPV is Simple Payment Verification, which is essentially the idea that you will need something. If you want to kind of make transactions fast or kind of use Bitcoin in a fast manner, what you want to do is not download the entire blockchain because that will take way too long. So SPV is actually looking only at the headers of the blocks. And this BIP37 is, I think, a Bitcoin improvement protocol or improvement idea. I think I have it here even open. It is... essentially says here an improvement in terms of SPV clients have to download the entire contents of blocks and all broadcast transactions, that's what I said, only to throw away the vast majority of the transactions that are not relevant to their wallets. This slows down their synchronization process, wastes users' bandwidth. Now, this BIP 37 is kind of trying to improve this even further so that the kind of functionality gets faster. It uses something called bloom filtering or a bloom filter. I will link this up so you can look it up on Wikipedia what exactly it does. Fairly technical here and kind of explains what exactly or how exactly it is working to achieve that. It says here for the Bitcoin Lightning wallet, it features full Lightning network support that provides for both on and off-chain network transactions and is available in both testnet and mainnet. Users can send and receive Bitcoin almost instantly through dedicated channels. One unique quality of this wallet is that it uses a system of storage tokens to store channel backups and delay refunding transactions anonymously. And if we look at here, at the Google Play Store, we can see that, it's Anton, who has distributed this. It has fairly good ratings, although only 38 reviews in total, and has around more than 1,000 installs. So this is an important number that you want to check out, the installs number and also the updates number as well. So the kind of goal here is that the people who are supplying this application and working with this application will update it regularly and that a lot of people are using it. That's kind of a good sign. The screenshots here I will share in the Telegram channel so we can go through them in the detail a bit further down the road. Now, next up and last up, we have something called RawTX or Raw Transactions. It's a mobile Lightning Network wallet for Bitcoin that allows users to send and receive testnet Bitcoins on the blockchain and Lightning Network. And if we look at this application, we see that the creator is RawTX or Raw Transactions. And I think this is an anonymous, either a group or an individual that is working on this. And as you can see here, 100 plus downloads and has been actually updated today. So fairly up to date here again. Again, the screenshots I will share in the Telegram channel. Now, there are some other Lightning wallets in this article mentioned, but I think these three are the most interesting ones. And what is extremely important for you guys is that currently Lightning Network is still a kind of in beta. You have those 2,135 open nodes and 5,500 channels. And there is a lot of interest and excitement about this Lightning Network going on. So before you kind of dive in and send all your savings and all your major Bitcoin through the Lightning Network, be aware that this is still kind of a test environment, that this can still go wrong, that the user experience will be bad, that even the wallets can crash from time to time and transactions and money can be lost. So please be sure that you're only playing really with play money, with very small amounts to test these things out. Nonetheless, very exciting stuff. I think slowly but surely we're getting there in terms of user experience and in terms of applications that we can actually use in daily life. Because without that, the Lightning Network is just that. It's just a technology upon a technology. And what we really need is people using this different technology to be it for daily transactions or store of value or whatever. In the end, it will run into, essentially, it just has to develop into this thing that gets used by people and not just by you and me, the crypto ecosystem, but also other people that are wanting to try out crypto. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and join the Telegram channel where I'll share the screenshots with you guys. And I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.